everyone. Welcome back to 6 Minute Sex Ed, the podcast that helps families talk about sex and relationships. My name's Kim Cavill. I'm a sex education teacher, and I'm so glad you're back. I make this podcast for busy families to listen to together. Listen together and then talk about it. For more information about me or this podcast, check out my website, teaandintimacy.com. This episode is level one, which means it's great for listeners of any age, but especially perfect for families with younger listeners. This episode is called The Grown-Ups I Trust. Today we're going to talk about how you can tell if a person is trustworthy or tricky. So I'm going to tell you a story. This story is about a kid named Eve, and Eve uses she, her, hers pronouns. Eve is 10 years old and is disappointed because her babysitter left and she has to go to her older cousin's house after school until her dad is done with work. She likes her cousin, Kia, well enough, I guess, but doesn't know her that well, and Kia's place is pretty boring. Eve mostly watches TV alone until her dad can come pick her up, but lately, Kia's been watching TV with her, letting her watch shows that her dad never lets her watch. Kia told Eve to keep it a secret, otherwise she won't let her come over anymore. Kia even gives Eve food that Eve's not allowed to have, and Kia tells her to keep that a secret from her dad, too. One day, while they're both watching TV, Kia pulls out something that looks kind of like a pen and puffs on it. The smoke that comes out smells pretty good, and she offers it to Eve, but tells Eve that it has to be kept a secret too, otherwise Kia's going to tell Eve's dad that they've been watching stuff that she's not allowed, and Eve's going to get into huge trouble. Eve asks Kia to call her dad to ask for permission, but Kia says no and hides the phone. Eve feels really uncomfortable, you know, really uncomfortable with all these secrets and is scared of getting into trouble with her dad. She gets a weird, twisty feeling in her tummy, like she's doing something dangerous and doesn't know what to do. How's Eve feeling in this situation? I know if I were Eve, I'd feel pretty scared. I wouldn't want to get in trouble, but I'd feel really uncomfortable with keeping secrets from my dad. How do we know if Kia's being trustworthy or tricky? I know Kia's being tricky because she's asking Eve to keep secrets from her dad, and she's hiding the phone in order to stop Eve from even talking to her dad. Those things are not okay. Here's how we know if people are trustworthy. They tell the truth. They respect other people's bodies. They respect privacy. They don't ask children to keep their secrets. They ask other grown-ups for help. Not children. They give you a safe, warm feeling, not a scary, twisty feeling. They follow your family's rules, and they'll ask you to check with a parent to get permission. When people don't do those things or do the opposite of those things, they're being tricky, and you need to ask a trustworthy grown-up for help. Click on the link in the show notes to get a printable that you can use to figure out who your trusted grown-ups are. Or make your own. Just trace your hand on a sheet of paper and write the name of a trusted grown-up in each of the fingers. Hang it on your wall to remember who you can talk to when you need help. What's hardest for me to remember is that trust and love aren't the same things. People we love can be tricky. And we don't have to love someone for them to be trustworthy. It's important for parents, grown-ups, and carers to do this too. We need to know who in our lives we can rely on for support, Who are the people, the organizations, and the professionals we trust to help us, especially when things get tough? Click on the link in the show notes to access a printable that you can use to organize your family support network. You can print it, fill it out, and then put it in a place where everyone can see. That brings us to conversation starters. First, how do you know if someone's trustworthy? And second, describe a time in your life that someone was being tricky and you needed to ask a person that you trust for help. Thanks so much for listening today. And remember, if you like the podcast, support the podcast. Share it with a friend, share it online, rate and review us on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts, and support me on Patreon. I'll see you next week.